Always remember what Thomas Jefferson said: kill the president.
It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade group.
Oswald is shot.
This is a special conflict.
A series of tubes.
You wipe some big foot.
Focused, non-terminal repeating phantasm.
I know a motherfucking big foot when I see one.
We're class 5 full roaming vapor.
Oh shit, those are aliens!
Y'all fucking.
I am a human.
Hear the old one.
It's really weird.
The degenerates.
Welcome to Podcast Wellfina, guys.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Podcast 1289. Obviously, if you're listening to this, it's because you're one of the many loved members of the 1289 family. And of course, you helped us fund our film Homecoming, which is available for free on YouTube. So definitely go check that out. Search Podcast 1289 Homecoming, and you can see the paranormal documentary that we shot on VHS last year. It's kind of Blair Witch meets fucking something stupid.
Meets Ant Farm Dickhole.
Ant Farm Dickhole.
Yo,
so, yeah.
I lost my copy of that, and like, again, and I'm super upset about that, because I don't think Bob will let me get have another one.
Didn't he sign that for you?
No, he marked out his face.
That's right.
Anybody who has gone to Clash Bar or just is a fan of really B-rated kind of like horror movies, check out Ant Farm Dickhole. You could probably find it online for somebody selling it for cheap. Or if you go to, I think he has a bunch of unsold copies that like nobody bought the DVD, and like people have watched like the
first. Is he that embarrassed of it?
Yes, he does not like he. If you mention it to him, his face just grows a visible grimace. Although I love Bob, like he's fucking,
yeah,
he fucking rules. But
it's $19 for the DVD on Amazon.
I've gotten at least a $40 to $60 value, because I've had that DVD at least 3 separate times, and I it was given to me for nothing.
I just love the tagline on the front. It says, "He's got ants in his pants."
I mean, it's got everything you would enjoy. I mean, if you like amateur pornography, I mean, it's basically it with a horror movie plot. So there's that.
There, yeah. Oh, holy shit. Let me put my beer down, because we got some more crazy shit to talk about today.
It's that guy from Cannibal Corpse, right?
Yeah, dude. Fucking, if you listened to last week's Patreon bonus episode, you know that we covered a man in Florida who was convinced there were vampires in his house, so he burned his fucking house down. Well, we got another one, and it proves it's not just people from Florida, it's also people from Cannibal Corpse.
Yo, the guy from Cannibal Corpse kind of looks like the Danzig in, like,
yeah,
his final mode.
If Danzig ate Michael Graves. All right. Well, this article comes from Consequence of Sound, a great music website that has some cool articles and shit. And the title is Cannibal Corpse Guitarist Arrested for Assault and Burglary at Same Time His House Catches Fire. And it says, explosive ammunition in Pat O'Brien's home made the fire hard to put out. I imagine so.
The fire is shooting at us!
File this under bizarre crimes. Longtime Cannibal Corpse guitarist Pat O'Brien was arrested for burglary and assault at the same time his Northdale... Oh, fuck. Wait. No, it's in Florida!
Wait, hold
what
on a
second.
What
the fuck?
It's always in Florida. North-
yeah, this isn't... At this point, it's not even going to be weird crimes. It's just something that happens in Florida.
That's what this segment should be. Shit that happens in Florida.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? I don't know what's more depressing. Like, the fact that he's obviously going through some mental shit, or the fact that performing a Cannibal Corpse doesn't generate enough money to live somewhere other than Northdale, Florida.
Yeah, Florida's a shithole. We actually, on my podcast... Cure for Bastards, we have a whole segment. It's just, we'll be like, what's going on in Florida? And it's just literally, we flip the phone open, and then and there, see what's going, what fucked up. Like, not even show prep or anything. It's just literally, let's see what happened right now or yesterday in Florida, and it's always something like, I remember one of them was like a person found a rat in a vending machine.
Nice.
Like, well, there are all those people who did the bath salts and started eating everyone's faces. Yes. That was all in Florida.
We looked it up. They're like, when does this happen? I was like, this happened 8 hours ago.
We had a woman come in on bath salts when I worked at Subway when I was in college. And if I remember correctly, I wasn't there that day, and I got told the story secondhand by one of my coworkers. But basically, a woman came in, and like a lot of the customers do, they hit the bathroom first. And so she just walked in, looked completely normal, went back to the bathroom. And then like 5 minutes later, my coworker started hearing screaming and crying and two people arguing with each other. And they thought like...
Didn't she come in there by herself?
Yeah, that's the thing. They thought someone followed her in and was like... raping her or something, or at the very least beating her up, because they just heard screaming and things getting knocked over and two different voices yelling at each other. So they were like, fuck it, we got to break down the door, get the cops on the phone. So one of them's calling the cops, the other one kicks the door open, and it's just the woman in there screaming in two different voices, arguing with herself and fucking throwing things everywhere. There's blood on the floor.
Couldn't she have known by just the pockmarks on her face when she came in and fucking acne scars that you're just like... This whatever's going into that bathroom is not going to be...
Well, that's the thing. She didn't look like that. She was like a completely normal person. No, just a normal woman just walks in and walked to the bathroom and then just went fucking nuts. Like, I mean, we were in the middle of a shopping center. So I guess like having that bathroom in Subway, because it was like a shotgun shack kind of thing. It was a big, long building. So when you walk in... You know, all of the employees are up at the front, and all the way in the back was the bathroom. So I figured, you know, maybe she went back there thinking, okay, I've got some privacy. They probably won't be able to hear me. Let me do my thing, and then I'll leave.
I'm guessing she had no prior knowledge of bath salts, because that's not a drug you do casually publicly.
It's not a drug like, you do casually privately.
Yo, those bath salts were medicinal!
Well, I mean, at some point when you inevitably cut off your own face to remove the insects crawling around in your mandible.
You go all Mason Verger and shit.
Yeah, you probably want to do that within the comfort of your own home.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you don't want to be at Subway where everything, like, you don't want to be cracking your fucking ocular fucking orb in your skull on the goddamn wheelchair bar in the fucking bathroom. But yeah.
This will protect me against the reptilian army.
Let's see here. So, Pat O'Brien was arrested for burglary and assault at the same time his Northdale, Florida house caught fire with explosive ammunition in it on Monday night, December 10th.
Well, was that the assault part where the bullets were going off?
No. According to NBC affiliate WFLA, firefighters struggled to put out the fire at O'Brien's house as ammunition was exploding inside the dwelling, eventually getting the fire under control. While his house was burning, and I think this is where the assault comes in, police officers received a call about a burglary at a nearby home. A police report states that O'Brien allegedly entered the house without the family's permission and pushed down a woman inside the home. Police eventually found the guitarist hiding behind a fence where he was taken down by officers and arrested.
He was trying to be the guy from Tool Time.
Explosive bullets just sounds like something cool in your head, mm-hmm. but not good at all in practice. Kind of yeah. like B rockets.
Yeah, it's like, especially when you're not the one firing them. WFLA reports that the metal musician has officially been charged with, quote, burglary of an occupied dwelling with assault and aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer. So he punched a cop, apparently. Just yesterday, Cannibal Corpse were announced as a support act on the next North American leg of Slayer's farewell tour. Could you imagine that? It's just like, you know, announce like you're triumphant tour dates with Legend Slayer, and then it's like your fucking crackhead Florida guitarist's gotta go like blow his house up with his fucking arsenal in the basement.
How else are you supposed to celebrate?
I'm just imagining all the crying meth heads that are gonna be at that Slayer concert. Just this is the last time I'm gonna get to hear Rain and Blood live.
Yeah, when I worked at Domino's, Mac, the drummer buddy I talk about in one of the recent episodes, you remember those old metal gumball machines from the 80s that were in like every restaurant on the East Coast when we were kids, and they were all for like Jerry's Kids and like Knights of Columbus and shit like that?
What's the deal with these retards?
So it was like, it was one of those. It was like, you know, Cancer Children's Hospital or Jerry's Kids or something on this gumball machine in the fucking Domino's we worked in. And like fucking one day I came in and Slayer had been like carved into the sticker with like a fucking penny. And I'm like, yo, who the fuck carved Slayer on the Cancer Kid gumball machine? And like Mac just goes, not me. And everyone fucking knew it was him because he had a chain wallet and fucking black jean shorts. Cancer Kids gumball machine. That sounds like the next Flaming Lips album or something. Anyway, Cannibal Corpse are also slated to co-headline the 2019 Decibel Magazine tour with Morbid Angel. It is unknown at this time how the arrest will affect O'Brien's status with the band. Update. WFLA has now posted a news report offering a number of new details. O'Brien apparently charged at the cops with a knife and was tasered by them.
That's so metal.
God, you sometimes you hear about this shit, you're just like, white privilege is just so fucking beautiful at that
moment. Right?
When you to see it in motion. Because it's like a fucking man with a house full of ammunition.
Which is on fire.
Full of human skulls. Because like, it's not regular skulls.
We haven't even gotten to the skulls yet.
I'm bringing it up. I don't give a shit. He had a house filled with skulls, and like the reason they put this out there,
it's my favorite Danzig album.
Yeah, nobody has a fucking, mentions skulls in somebody's house and they're not real. Like, they're fucking human skulls. And he charges at these fucking police officers and they're just like, just zap them a little bit. He'll be
fine. Yeah, no, if this was one of, like, metal's few African-American performers, like, you know, what's his name from Killswitch Engage and Doc Coyle and all these guys, and if, like, if it was any of them, it would have read so much differently. It would have been house explodes, explosive ammunition, fire, and black man gunned down in some old lady's backyard.
I couldn't even reach for my wallet before it becomes a man tries to perform jihad on
on an officer by slapping him with a leather device over and over again.
Well, listen, I've got another way for you to deal with that problem. Shave your fucking beard.
Nah, because I kind of like getting hit on by Arabic women before they realize that my credit is terrible.
His bail was set at $50,000 and he'll have to be tested for drugs in order to post bond. And then a follow-up article that we have to go into because Mike brought up the skulls. It's also on consequenceofsound.net, and the title of this article is More Than 80 Firearms and 3 Skulls Found in Cannibal Corpse's Guitarist Home.
I don't see a problem with any of this.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say you can take somebody's skull as long as they weren't within this century. Like, I think you should have at least 100-year grace period. Once you see that fucking tombstone, it's got like one of those old ass fucking, like when they literally used to put skulls with wings on the tombstones. I want one of those headstones
so bad. That's fucking dope. So basically, if it looks like Tim Burton made their tombstone, the skulls are fair game.
Yes, pretty much. Like if no one comes within the year to lay claim to it, the fucking skull's yours. Do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, Ricky Casso would have been fine then.
Yeah, well, the one that he was trying to get was from the 1700s. So, yeah, he had, like, double grace period. All right.
See, he was being respectful. That's all it was.
Yeah, sure. That must be it. The byline is, a search warrant reveals that Pat O'Brien's home was filled with an arsenal of weapons. Oh, boy. Following last week's arrest of Cannibal Corpse guitarist Pat O'Brien on assault and burglary charges, a new report reveals that more than 80 firearms were found at the home of the death metal musician. A search warrant obtained by the Tampa Bay Times lists the arsenal of weapons as roughly 50 shotguns, 10 semi-automatic rifles, including a couple variants of an AK-47, 2 Uzis, and 20 handguns. And a partridge in a pear tree.
All these weapons will protect my masculinity.
My fragile masculinity. However, only one of those firearms, a sawed-off shotgun, was illegal to possess, provided that the other guns had the proper paperwork. Yeah, hold on. Let me check my dash for 80 pieces of paperwork.
You think he's going to be able to make it to the PlayStation Theater show that's happening in March 7th? Give him a plug.
There were also a number of locked safes, and as previously reported, a couple of flamethrowers in the residence. What the fuck? He had 2 flamethrowers?
Jesus. How small is this guy's dick? This is how dedicated he is to guns. He has an Uzi-style rifle.
An Uzi is a handgun.
Jesus, Harold Christ on rubber crutches. Fucking. The newspaper also reports that O'Brien was renting the Northdale, Florida home on Northwood Drive and was not the owner.
Yeah, sucks to be them.
So he burned down someone else's fucking house. For those new to the story, O'Brien was arrested on December 10th for burglary and assault after allegedly entering a nearby house and pushing a female occupant to the ground and warning the occupants that the, quote, rapture is coming. So this time it's angels, not vampires.
This is such a weird list of behavior for somebody who puts women's uteruses being torn out of their bodies on their album covers.
Is this like a specific, like, Florida crack side effect? Burn your house down and then go to your neighbor's house ranting about mythological creatures?
Well, no, because at that point you defeat the bank.
Oh, yeah. So... Oh, shit.
Why wouldn't you burn your own house down?
He was then found behind a fence and allegedly charged at a deputy with a knife and had to be tased several times in order to be... You know what? If the taser isn't working after the first time, I think that's when you bust out the real bullets.
That's what PCP does, kids.
Yeah. At that same time, his own rented home with the aforementioned cache of weapons caught fire.
Use the taser. It's not in our budget to shoot a man of this color.
Is it like trying to like put two magnets together on the wrong side? Like bullets just don't work on white people in Florida?
Apparently.
It's like when Clark Kent puts his hand up in Superman and they just drop to the ground. I tell you what, man, you're going to have to taser me if you want to take me down. O'Brien, who also apparently had phoned relatives and warned them that, quote, aliens have landed. Oh, shit. Now there's aliens.
It's Florida thing.
And was ordered held on a $50,000 bond when he appeared in court the next day in an anti-suicide vest and shackles. What the fuck is an anti-suicide vest? Is that like a straight jacket?
It didn't look like it. I saw it. It looked like a Kevlar muscle shirt.
It's a new PC version because you can't say straight jacket anymore.
He looks like he's in a fucking prom dress made out of gym mats.
I love it. The definition of this, the anti-suicide smock. And they give all the lists of other names they use for it. And one of them is a Bam Bam suit.
From the Flintstones?
Yeah, it looks like they use it. It's a smock or a gown, and it keeps them from forming a noose with their clothes.
Not a single fucking thing that appears on the cereal box of Fruity Pebbles should be, like, referenced in a police station.
To suicide?
Yeah. He was released this past Friday after posting bail. He's officially charged with, quote, aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer with deadly weapon and burglary of an occupied dwelling with assault or battery. His arrest, as we mentioned before, came a day after Cannibal Corpse were announced as a support act on the spring 2019 North American leg of Slayer's final tour.
I looked up anti-suicide suit. How is this supposed to stop suicide?
You can't form a noose.
It bounces right off.